This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hello, welcome to Unequal Sequel.
Extra.
Yep, we're here again, putting sequel goodness straight into your ears, down the hole, into your soul, and it's going to fill it up with sequel stuff, right?
Down the hole into your soul, dude.
I was on a roll at
it's
that
poetic.
Point.
I love it.
I lost it a little bit at the end, but... I believe people gather the point of what we're doing and where we're going with this. So welcome. Hello, wonderful. My name is Dave. The other voice you can hear is Rich. We talk about sequels a lot.
Yeah.
How are you, Rich?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I've had a day off work today.
Very jealous. Have you done anything good with it?
I had my standard... My son was supposed to be going on a school trip today, but the school trip was in London at the Natural History Museum, and he is afraid of escalators and trains that go underground, so did not go on the school trip. The plan was that I would take him to the Natural History Museum in Tring, which is much closer, and we can go in the car. Problem is, we basically got just inside the door, and he had a massive freak out because he was just overly stimulated by all of the dead-eyed animals staring at him.
Oh, is there a lot? I'm going there for my birthday.
It's really cool, man. It's really
good,
cool.
Good.
But not if you're an autistic 7-year-old, it would seem.
No, okay.
So we had a full-on meltdown. So if you live in Tring and you're listening to this podcast and heard screaming this afternoon, I'm very sorry.
Oh, well, at least you tried, you know.
Yeah, we tried. We sat outside Tring Museum while he screamed at me for half an hour and then calmed down and we came home.
Do you, like, treat him afterwards? Like, okay, there must be a way of, like, I don't want to say bribing.
Yeah, he sort of needs time to kind of de-stimulate, to be honest. So what happened was we just came home and he had a quiet little sit down and played on his iPad and talked at me nonstop for about 4 hours.
Okay.
And that's his kind of like release valve. So, you know, it's just the way it goes.
The way it is.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is another day.
I feel like I'm going to buy myself a sign that says he's not being naughty, he has autism. Just to carry around, or maybe a t-shirt printed for myself or something, because people do look at you like you're like the worst parent in history.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I'm like, do you know what, I don't care what you think. I'm just doing my thing.
Could you get we're going to do a group bulk order and we want to get ourselves on Equal Sequel t-shirt, so you might as well just throw it in.
Maybe.
Cool. Well, I'm sorry that happened, but also happy, you know.
Yeah, he's fine. He's okay fine. Now. It's, you know, it's the gauntlet you run, you know, when we do things. Like, it could happen. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen, you know. And it also happens when places he's been before and been absolutely fine, because he's been to Tring Museum before and not had a problem. But, you know, yeah, this time...
Not just the much. Animals.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just what happens. I think it was just too much for him today.
Just realised we've turned into a parenting podcast.
We have, yeah. So welcome to Parenting Hell.
I haven't got children, so I have no experience here. A sarcastic comment, like, you know, that's the kind of thing I can help with. What are we doing today?
We're talking of parenting. It's sort of a parenting kind of movie.
Oh, beautiful.
We're doing the sequel to A Christmas Story, which is called A Christmas Story Christmas.
Yes.
Confusing. But yeah, essentially it's A Christmas Story 2.
Yes. It's Christmas Story 3, to be fair.
Oh, is it?
I've just watched a trailer for the second one that came out in 2012.
I did not know that happened.
Yeah, and they're very proud to call it the official sequel.
Oh.
And it's when Ralphie's a teenager. It's got Daniel Stern as the old man, who's, I think, has got younger, to be honest, the old man.
Right.
Because I think always, look, Christmas Story, the old man always looks quite old to me.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel Stern from Home Alone, who plays Marv, is the old man. And yeah, it's about him being a teenager, and he's working in that Higbee's, wherever it's called. He's trying to buy a car, I think. It got passed.
So it's a prequel, really?
No, it's a sequel.
Ralphie's working in Higbee's.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, right. I thought you meant the old man was working in Higbee's.
No, I'm just saying the old man looks like he's got younger.
I see. Right, okay.
I think that's why they couldn't call this The Christmas Story 2.
Ah, right.
Because that was already called A Christmas Story 2.
Right, but like, okay, I get you. I'm with you.
But do you want to do a quick synopsis, and then we'll dive deep into this?
So I would say that this one ignores that one.
Yes. Well,
this is a direct sequel to the 1983 A Christmas Story, which was... So this is a bit confusing, that the 1983 movie was set in the 1950s, and this 2022 movie is set in the 1970s.
I wanted to ask. That's one of my questions. Okay, cool.
So, yeah, there are kind of... Yeah, so there's, 40 years since the first one, but I think it's like 20 years in the... No, it must be more than that, because he's definitely more than 20 years, isn't he? I thought the first... Maybe it's set in the... It's definitely in the 50s.
Do you want me to see what it says in...
And this one's
definitely
in the 70s.
in the 1940s, myself. A young boy named Ralphie Barker...
Oh, 1940s, okay. So
attempts to convince his parents, teacher, and Santa Claus that a Red Ryder Range 200-shot BB gun really is the perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah.
So there's a synopsis for the first one for you.
Okay, so is the 1940s the first one? And this one is definitely the 1970s.
Well,
late 70s. So, yeah, it could be that.
I did wonder why no one was walking around with phones and stuff, to be honest.
Did you not realise it was set in the 70s?
No, I forgot the first one was set in the 40s, to be honest. I didn't.
Okay, so it's a sequel to the 83 classic A Christmas Story. Ralphie is now a grown-up. He's married and has kids of his own, and he desperately wants to give them a wonderful childlike Christmas, childhood Christmas. He is an aspiring writer. He's taken a year off of work. They've saved up enough money for him to do his writing, but the writing is not going well. He receives a heartbreaking call as he's expecting his parents for Christmas to say that, unfortunately, his father, the old man, has died. So instead of his parents coming to him for Christmas, they all go to stay with his mum for Christmas back in his childhood town in Cleveland, I'm going to say.
Well, the house is on Cleveland Street, so let's just say. Yeah.
Okay, Cleveland Street. Maybe that's why I've got Cleveland from. Anyway, he's going back home. And, of course, he runs into the grown-up versions of all the people from the first movie. And it also sees how his kids now deal with the neighbourhood bullies and all that kind of stuff. And lovely Christmassy stuff happens.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about these synopses is this time I actually had the synopsis in front of me and I could have read it out for everyone else. But I still,
you still made
dragged
me do
you through it.
I don't think I was far off, though.
No, you're good. You were good. I think this one, that was a good... synopsis, to be honest, because like you said, it is very much similar to the first one, just Ralphie's elder. We should say that Ralphie is still played by the same person, which is pretty cool, because in the last one he was like 10 or something. Peter Billingsley, he's been in lots of other things, apparently. I've just looked him up on IMDb. He's one of Vince Vaughn's friends, from what I can tell.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Peter Billingsley?
Yeah. He's so much better with names. They really roll off your tongue. And for me, I really struggle with every name.
Yeah. I didn't know he was friends with Vince Vaughn, but yeah. Cool.
He is. So, we're doing this because, you know, it's Christmas time and we're trying to squeeze in Christmas films. And we thought this was going to be on like straight, like, well, we didn't think it was going to be cinema, did we?
No, we didn't, no.
We did think it was going to be released digitally, and we were prepared to pay for it.
We were.
We were like, yeah, we'll rent this. And then we found out in England it's on Now TV. Mm. Even better, it had been released and we didn't even know.
You didn't even know it happened, which is a shame. I think it could have been a bit more promotion for it. Because I think A Christmas Story is quite a classic movie. I watched it when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I remember watching it when I was a kid and like feeling quite an affinity with Ralphie when I was a kid.
Oh, mate, I feel this man in this one is literally... I was like, Christ, this is me. Without the kids, basically.
Without the kids, yeah.
Just wondering what you're doing with your life and stuff like that. Anyway, let's not go too much into
you just
that.
You're just waiting on that call from that local newspaper to offer you that writing job.
Just take away the newspaper and put podcasting in there. And if someone let me have a year of just doing this and not worrying about making money, damn bills and taxes. But anyway, Christmas. See, it's out now, we should say. This is out.
It's been
out
since November.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know. We just didn't know. We would have reviewed it earlier had we known, I think. But, you know, it's good that it's landed this time because we needed something to talk about.
Absolutely. And so you're a fan of the first one?
I do like the first one, yeah. It's a kind of a classic Christmas movie to me because it's one I watched and enjoyed as a kid.
Is it one you watch every year? Because I know you have some on the loop.
No, it's not one I watch every year, but it's in the mix.
Oh, it's always on the roundabout, I'm probably the same. I didn't really know about Christmas Story until I met my now wife and she introduced me to it. It's like, have you ever watched Christmas Story? I was like, no. So literally last 5 years, maybe. So I've watched it a few times now.
Oh, and what do you think of the original?
I like it. I quite enjoy it. I think he's really good as a kid actor. I think I really hate his bad kid actors. And I think the kid actors in A Christmas Story are really good. So it makes it very easy to watch. And the scenarios they put him in, you can kind of relate with a little bit. So
yeah, definitely when I was a kid. I think I would have been about 7 years old when I first watched it.
Oh, then.
And I think I could like hard relate to Ralphie.
Yeah. And neither of us have watched the official sequel, as the trailer keeps saying.
No, I didn't. To be honest, until you mentioned it earlier, I didn't know it existed. So there is another, there is an official sequel, which came out in 2012, which is not the one we're talking about.
No.
And then this one,
which I think is a grown-up version of the original one.
Yeah, I think so.
And I was not prepared for it, Rich.
No.
In a good way, I should say.
It's a tearjerker, right?
I teared up.
I bet you did.
Stuff about...
I was watching it going, David's going to be crying his eyes out of this.
There's about growing up, there's friendship, there's family, there's about grief, dying, Christmas obviously's in there.
Finding your way in the world.
Finding your way in the world, job hunting.
Pressures of parenthood, all that kind of stuff. Like
how you deal with it. And I was like, this has gone much harder than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
And for that, I think it's a better film than... people think it's going to be. I think they would think, oh, this is just a straight to DVD, as we used to say back in the day.
Yeah,
carbon copy.
Straight to streaming these days, yeah.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing because Netflix has kind of, you know, taken that and ran with it because everything's straight to streaming now. Saying that most of Netflix films are rubbish. But man, was not prepared. Liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to like it. Yes, I did tear up, Rich. Let's not all be surprised. Everyone get that out of the way.
Yeah.
There's bits. Can we go into spoilers? You've already said the old man dies, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's quite early on in the movie, isn't it? That would be...
That really sets the tone.
It does.
Because you do wonder, Ralphie looks like Ralphie, but as a grown man, you think, oh, I can't believe the old man's still alive because he was quite old in the first one. Mm. The mum is still going, the grandmother, who... is a brilliant character. She just drinks away through the film, which is perfect for, I think, most grandmothers. Is that a bad thing to say?
No, I mean, my grandmother never drank, so
my grandmother loved a little bit of a tipple.
Well,
Christmas.
My nan did, but my gran never did. So,
I'm confused. Aren't they the same person?
No, you have two. You know, your dad has parents and your mum has parents.
And
right?
You call them different names, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bless so you.
My mum's mum was my gran.
Yeah.
And then my dad's mum was my nan. And wow. She liked to drink. She liked a whiskey and ginger ale.
Nice. And,
but my gran never drank.
Right, never, okay. Yeah,
she didn't like it.
So. Is that why you gave them one a posh name and one a fash, like a fun name?
No, that's just... What's posh? Gran and nan? That's not...
No, I think nan's a little bit more playful than, like, gran. I've always thought that. Yeah, I've always thought that in my head. That's a weird thing. Anyway, I've got two nans.
Oh, okay.
Just one to find the family of the other. Nanny B and Nanny C.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. But yeah, one of them likes to drink, one doesn't. Or one used to like to drink, one doesn't. One just moans. She's not going to listen to this. I hope not.
Fair enough.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. With spring and festival season on the way, now is a fantastic time to get on Tinder and find your twin flame. You know, someone you can match festival outfits with, a boo with similar music tastes, or maybe someone who can introduce you to something new. Just make sure to throw a few likes their way, or you'll never know. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Anyway, which bits did you like, Rich? I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Which bits did I like? Okay, so to be honest, I needed winning over. I think when it started, I thought, "Oh, this is okay. It's kind of like a bit ploddy. This is like gonna." And actually, when they kind of get to wherever it is that Ralphie's hometown is, I can't remember. That's when it kind of starts to get better, I think. I like him meeting his old friends again.
Schwartz
and then being the same Flick, actors yeah. as played his friends. I think yeah. That's cute. I like the kind of teaching his kids to deal with the neighbourhood bullies in the same way that he did. I obviously like the stuff about his dad and writing his dad's obituary and struggling with it and... You know, dealing with that loss of the old man and that, you know, I think that's really nice. And there's some really nice Christmassy stuff in there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good, like, the car always breaking and cracking an egg into the radiator to seal it. I have heard of that being done. I've never done it myself, but I've heard that
as well, yeah.
And, like, the presents getting stolen and that kind of stuff. I can, you know, I kind of... feel that frustration kind of bubbling of you wanting it to be a perfect Christmas and just everything fucking up.
That's very Christmas Vacation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Which
quite
is why
Christmas
probably
Vacation.
That why that's good. The Chevy Chase and that is trying yeah. to make a perfect Christmas. And Ralphie in this one's got extra pressure that used to be his dad's job, the old man's job. So now he's got to take up the mantle. And I could, that's going to be tough. To be honest, I think the
I liked all that.
The bit the daughter and the snowball fight, I absolutely won myself. I thought that was cut very well, and so was the bit when Ralphie has to explain to his wife what has happened to his son. Like just so, oh by the way,
he's broke his arm.
That was like that is how I would actually do this. Tiff kept looking at me.
It was great. We went sledding. It was amazing.
This is how you would deal with this situation. I was like, yes, that's exactly how I would deal with that situation.
It was great. We went sledding. We had a brilliant time. By the way, he broke his arm. Yeah, it was really good. I kind of like, I really like the bit where Ralphie like has a little dream about him being in prison and the kids coming to visit him, and his son's got a British accent and dressed like a punk, and his daughter turns around, she's pregnant and got a wonky eye, and he's like, what happened to your eye? And she's like, the snowball, remember?
I like that they're still that Ralphie is still daydreaming. I'm glad they kept that in, because that is a really pivotal bit.
Yeah.
Through the first film, like his little daydream.
And it's still narrated, but, you know, he still narrates it, doesn't he? Because he's like, older him narrates it still, you know, like, it's good. I enjoyed it.
And the narration's really good. It's really fun. Yeah,
it is really fun. It is really fun. I guess what I didn't get quite so much was the nostalgia thing.
What, from the first film?
No, from the 70s stuff. There's a lot of 70s nostalgia in it, of like 70s toys and stuff, but we weren't born in the 70s.
Well, a sled is always exciting.
Well, yeah, I know, but there's like Easy Bake Oven and Hungry Hungry Hippos and stuff, all in like the proper 70s packaging and things, that I think people would be like, oh, I had one of them, if you were born in the 70s, but which I obviously wasn't, so I guess I missed out on that kind of 70s nostalgia bit. But I did come away going, oh, his mum's house is really nice.
It's so big. Yeah, we were, the bit in the loft, and Tiff was like, we don't have lofts like that here, do you?
No,
we don't really.
No.
Which is
a
shame.
My house's got a flat roof. I haven't got a loft at all. my loft's the sky.
My loft is my bedroom.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's top floor, guys. Like you said, I was impressed that they got the actors back to play his friends, and I thought they had really good chemistry. The sleigh bit's really good. I like that one double dog dare you still in it. The little nods, the fragile, and you know, you see the leg lamp and stuff like that around the loft, and the bunny outfit and stuff like that. His younger brother comes into it, stuff like that, brings him a sword.
Yeah, he turns up at the end, doesn't he? Yeah.
It's nice. It is nice, because it kind of focuses what Christmas is meant to be about, which is about friends and family and spending time with one another kind of thing.
It's very Christmassy. It's a very Christmassy
movie. There's snow, which is always...
There's a lot of snow.
There's a Father Christmas, obviously, in there, because they go to the same big... It is Higbee's, isn't it, I think?
Higbee's, yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, it's the same kind of like setup, isn't it, where you sit on Santa's knee and then he shove you down a slide, and you're like, ah!
I'd love to be that. That sounds wicked compared to what I used to be put in front of. I liked the bit that he had to do the Christmas shopping and be like, okay, I'm going to do this drill.
And then they do all the Christmas shopping and it gets nicked. Oh, oh dear.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, bad. Yeah. They have to do Christmas on like $20.
Yeah. Did you watch this with your son or your family?
No, I didn't. I watched it on my own. I offered my wife to watch it with me, and she's not seen the first one, so she wasn't fussed.
Oh.
So
I think this is a properly good family film.
Yeah.
Guys, so if you're watching, thinking, shall I watch this with my family? Yes. But there is prepared, there is death.
Yeah. Be prepared that you will have a little grizzle.
Yeah, especially if you're a certain age, aka in your 30s, I think.
Or 40s.
Late 30s, 40s. I was trying to make us sound young, hip and cool.
I haven't been young, hip and cool since like 2003, and even then it was pushing it.
No, I've never been young, hip and cool.
It was only for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, so would this one go into your film Christmas rotations?
Do you know what? I think it probably would.
I think I'd watch this one over the first one.
Really?
And I related to that so much more. Rich, I didn't even know it was in the 70s, for fuck's sake. I thought that was like now. I just, you know. Well, that's how they live in America.
Well, I mean, that's well done then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. The music's still there. I loved the Nan, like I said, she was back. It's good stuff. I would highly recommend it. I prefer it more to the first one. It's actually also a good looking film. It doesn't look like they cut any corners kind of thing. It's good. It's hard to say anything bad, really bad about it. I mean, is it cheesy? Yeah. It probably is. But
it is. But
aren't all good Christmas films a little bit cheesy?
It's nice cheese. It's a good brie.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, a nice bit of camembert.
It's a slice of lovely Roquefort.
What's Roquefort? Is that cheese?
It's blue cheese, yeah.
Oh, I love blue cheese. Bit melted on my burger. It's not a Christmas thing, is it, though?
No. But anyway, it's good cheese.
Man, yeah. And you would recommend it. Have you recommended it to anyone yet?
No, I haven't. No, I only just watched it. Just watched it. I watched it the weekend, which was a couple of days ago. But yeah, no, I haven't had a chance to recommend it yet. But it's worth watching, definitely. Anyone listening, give it a watch.
On Now TV in England. Yeah. Not quite sure everywhere
HBO else. Max, I think, in the US.
There you go. HBO Max in the US. Australia, we're not sure.
You'll find it.
Just Google it. Do that Google thing on the internet.
Yeah, you'll find it. It'd be fine.
I'm sure it's on, what is it? Is iTunes still a thing or have Apple renamed that now?
I don't know. I think it's a thing.
We are not down with the kids.
No.
Should we try and rate it and do the thing?
Okay, so unequal sequel. I think it's pretty equal. Yeah. I think I would put it on a level with the first one, which I enjoy. If you enjoy the first one, you'll enjoy this one.
I'm going to say it's better than the first one, so unequal. Wow. But again, we're never quite sure what this term means.
No.
So
we don't know if unequal means bad or good.
No, anyway. And the scoring for a Christmas film, we should score Christmas films separately to other films.
True. Because I will watch any old tat at Christmas.
I try not to, but my wife is downstairs watching something about a Christmas B&B mistletoe shit.
Oh, okay.
I just can't. I have to get away from them.
I recently watched something called Your Christmas or Mine.
Oh, is that on the Amazon?
With Asa Butterfield.
Is it good?
I quite liked it. I quite enjoyed it. Again, it's Christmassy pap, but, you know, quite enjoyed it.
I'm going to check that out very soon. I'll probably tell you about it.
It's a relatively well-made Christmas cheese movie.
I've now got to a point that I'm struggling to watch the old ones again. Unless they're the pinnacles, like the Home Alones or Christmas Vacations.
Okay.
I have to start. I love watching new things. This is why I'm like, oh, wicked, we'll watch this. Or we watched The Guardians last week, the Christmas special and stuff like that. And that Christmas Yours or Mine, I can't wait to get into that. But I can't start other ones quite yet. I have to have a break. Like, even the thing of watching, I love Elf, but I think I might give that a gap this year.
I've already watched Elf this year.
Ugh.
And I've watched It's a Wonderful Life already as well. So,
wow, you're already...
Yeah, I've hit Christmas movies pretty hard.
I'm excited to watch The Holiday, and we can talk about this quickly, because today there was a rumour that they've announced the sequel to Holiday, The Holiday.
Yeah, the whole article
My wife was so excited.
Not very reputable UK newspaper.
There's no sources, no actors saying, yes, I've signed up to it. No, and now Nancy Myers has come out and said on Instagram, no, it's not true. So there was a minute when I thought we predicted the future with Sam Clements.
Yeah.
I was about to text him. I was like, look, Sam, it's finally happened. And by that point, he's already been like, I've talked to my sources. Because he's got sources, obviously. It's not happening. Christ.
Sucks.
Stupid. We wait again. Anyway.
Daily fail. Lying to us.
What would you rate this, then?
I would give this, out of 7.
Christmas 7.
A Christmas 7. 7 jingle bells. I'd probably give it a 5.5.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
I was not prepared for it to punch me in the gut as much as it did.
No, that's fair.
And I laughed a little bit and I put a smile on my face and it's a much better movie than I thought. I thought it was going to be like probably like what the official sequel is.
Yes.
A Christmas Story 2 is more like a complete rip-off of the same jokes. And in this, there are fresh jokes and they do nod at the old jokes, but they do it like... the tip of the hat kind of way. There you go,
A loving way.
Instead of just completely trying to rip it off.
Yeah.
So go check it out. And go check it out.
And whilst you're checking it out...
There we go.
Why don't you go and check all of our episodes out? If this is the first one you're listening to, then I'm sorry. There are better episodes than this, especially...
This is a great episode.
This is a great episode, yeah. I know what I'm talking about. I know, Dave. I'm just being extra modest. There are loads of really brilliant interview episodes, though, where we speak to people who are far more interesting than we are. There's a whole nearly four complete seasons worth. We're nearly at the end of series four. Crazy, right?
That dawned on me today.
Madness. Yeah. Madness. Who'd have thought we'd be four series in? It's crazy.
Not me.
But yeah, go back, hit the auto subscribe, hit the auto download button, hit the subscribe button. We'll drop into your pod player of choice at least once a week, if not twice. If you really like us and you want a little bit extra, we've also got something called Another Slice. AnotherSlice.com/unequalsequel. It's a subscription service where you can pay $2.99 a month and we'll get an extra episode. Every time we do an interview one, there'll be a sequel to that interview one. But also, there'll be loads of extra other bits as well. We've done some trailer breakdowns this week of the new trailers that have been out. So there's lots of sequel trailers coming, so it's really exciting.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear that, it's $2.99 a month. We try to make it as cheap as possible. All these episodes will still stay free forever. So you can still listen to us for absolutely nothing. We know times are hard. If you're struggling and you can't afford $2.99 a month, then in a couple of weeks' time, we will be running a competition where you can win a subscription. But also, just you want to help us out, but you can't quite afford it, give us a little rating. 5 stars, little tick. Write us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, wherever it is, on Spotify. And just tell your friends. Tell your friends, come and listen. And we'll love you forever. If you want to get in touch with us, tell us what you thought about A Christmas Story, then you can do on social media. We are at UnequalSequel on Twitter, on Instagram, or you can send us an email, unequalsequel@hotmail.com.
Voila, well done. Yes, people of New Zealand, can you please listen to us more? Because I'd really like to tour there one day with this podcast, just for an excuse.
Yeah, okay.
I want to do the Hobbit tour. And if there's not a demand, I can't make, you know, big waves.
Yeah,
about it,
yeah, okay. Big in New Zealand. That's what we're aiming for, right?
Yes, because we have some Australian listeners. We have American listeners. We have, like, German listeners. We have listeners from all over the world. But I specifically want to go on the Hobbit. So anyway, do what Rich says. Thank you for listening. Yeah, Another Slice. Check it out. You are our favourite people when you sign up to that. You're much loved if you're not. But those people are, you know, my besties. So go check that out. And I've got nothing else to say. Rich, you got anything else to say?
Nope.
Christmas is getting ever so closer now. Can we tell them what we're going to do next week? Because we know.
Yeah, why not?
We are reviewing the 20th year anniversary of The Two Towers. Now, to say that I'm excited about this one is an understatement. And two, 20 years. Fuck my life. Where's that gone?
We are old men.
So that's coming up next week. And then the week after that, we're doing, hopefully, the Avatar 2, The Way of the Water. That, you know, you can hear what we think of that because we've been talking
on
about
my
it.
Birthday as well.
Happy birthday, Richard the 23rd. And then it's Christmas. So, yes, that's all
can't
coming
believe
up.
We're doing an Avatar review on my birthday.
Mate, we've been banging on about this bloody Avatar film for now a year and a half since we've started this podcast.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about this bloody film. Good or bad. Also, thanks for the invites, everyone, for the press things. I would really like to meet James Cameron, but it's been a weird day.
Oh, well.
All right.
We've got a Black Adam streamer, you know.
Have you watched that yet?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. If you, December roundup, Rich is going to tell us what he thought of Black Adam.
Yes, I definitely am.
Because I'm intrigued to hear what he says. Lots of stuff to come listen for and look forward to. So I'm going to have to say, Rich is going to have to say, it is a live long and prosper from me.
Very nice.
Thank you. And a goodbye from him.
Bye.
Yes. Start cooking that Christmas dinner. It's nearly there.
I think it's going to snow next week.
Could you imagine if it's a white Christmas?
Oh, God. It would be so good, right?
Oh, that's what I expect every year. It would ruin Christmas for me.
Do you know, like, statistically speaking, in the UK, you're more likely to have a white Easter than a white Christmas.
I think we've had a white Easter.
Yeah, well, we have, yeah. Like a few. That's why it's more likely.
Bloody, you know, weather.